Exercise 5, page 28. Speaker 1.
When I was a young child, I often used to go shopping with my parents in the city centre. My parents would always tell me to stay close and not to disappear. One day in particular, we were walking through a department store when I saw some video games nearby. I went over to check them out. After a couple of minutes, I looked around and couldn't see my parents anywhere. It just felt like hundreds of strangers were surrounding me. I remembered my parents telling me to stay where I was if I ever got lost. That's just what I did, but I felt severely panicked. A few seconds later, my mum grabbed me and told me not to disappear like that again. I was so relieved, and I never got lost again.
Speaker 2.
Every summer I go to the Welsh coast on holiday. There are some really beautiful beaches there, although the weather is never guaranteed to be great. It's become a tradition for me to buy a new summer hat every time I visit. I'm quite happy to spend a bit of money on hats, and I'm always keen to have the latest fashion. There's a particular shop along the seafront where I go every year. A lovely lady called Kathy had always run the shop, but last year I was shocked to find the shop wasn't there. I was walking along the promenade feeling dejected when suddenly I saw a sign reading Kathy's Hat Shop. I was overjoyed when I found out that she had moved into a bigger premises because her business was doing so well.
Speaker 3.
I went to a flea market for the first time with my friend last month when we visited London. She told me I'd have to bargain with stall owners to get better deals on things. I found a really nice bracelet and I thought I'd give it a try. I asked the stall owner how much it would cost and he quoted me a ridiculous price. I offered a much lower amount for it. He lowered his price a little, but I told him it was still outrageous and stuck to my original offer. I must have upset him, though. He ended up shouting at me and even called me a thief. My friend explained how bargaining works after that, but it was too late to get my bracelet.
Speaker 4.
I was at the airport, just about to return home from a business trip, when I realised that it was Valentine's Day. There was still time before the gate opened, so I ran around the airport shops looking for a romantic gift. The only thing I could find was a teddy bear with a love heart on the soles of one of its feet. It seemed a little pathetic, but it's the thought that counts, isn't it? Anyway, when I gave it to my wife, she pressed the love heart on the teddy bear's foot and it played her favourite song. She said that I was so romantic. But the truth is that I was really lucky.
Speaker 5.
I spent the day with my sister in the city yesterday. We don't have a lot in common, but we usually get on fine. Her trouble, though, is that she is a huge shopaholic. We made a deal that we'd spend the first half of the day shopping, and for the second half, we'd go bowling and watch a film at the cinema. So, we spent the whole morning and most of the afternoon in the shopping mall. The place was crowded with shoppers because the sales were on and my sister bought loads of bargains. The bowling alley and cinema are in the same mall, but the thing is that when it came to my part of the day, I just felt too exhausted. I told my sister, "Let's go home. I can't spend another second here." So that's what we did.